I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Multiple reports confirm more terrorist attacks against churches in Pakistan are likely. Will the military, which has effectively taken control of the country, actually be able to protect Christians, though? Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says terrorists are increasingly focusing on soft targets. That's places like schools and churches. It's time to stand alongside fellow Christians in Pakistan.
We have brothers and sisters who are begging for us just to be praying for them. Pray for the wisdom of Christian leaders so that they know how to guide their congregations through such turbulent times. Pray for their courage.
Next, child brides in Guatemala are learning how to be kids again. Corby Dukes of Kids Alive International.
When we say child brides, we're talking girls who were, quote, married, unquote, at 10, 11, 12 years old. You have bodies that just aren't structured to have a baby, having to have a baby. This type of trauma, it's soul murder. Jesus said that the devil comes to kill and destroy, and that's what this is all about. It's the devil trying to kill and destroy the soul and hope and future of this child.
At the Oasis Center, Kids Life staff doesn't just restore the safety and the future of exploited girls, they introduce them to the love of Christ. You can learn more about Kids Alive and the Oasis Center at missionnews.org. And what would national headlines have to do with faith and race? A recent blog post by Alec Hill, president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, shared his thoughts on the killing of Tony Robinson, a young African-American who was shot and killed in his hometown. Although this story hit the national news headlines, Hill and his staff went out among the neighborhood to pray for Robinson's family. Continue to pray that Christ would use InterVarsity as a voice of hope and healing in the community. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Answer our new question of the week at facebook.com/Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer.